Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Liane Linde from Latvia, who is presenting her film Seven Awkward Sex Scenes Part 1 in feature frame section of the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the first question I'm going to ask you is, would you like to introduce the movie to our listeners a little bit and tell them what it's about, a little bit about the story?
Seven Awkward Sex Scenes Part 1 is a comedy about sex and filmmaking, because they do go together well.
I want to ask you about that. Why do they go together well? What makes them go together?
I think, surprisingly, but sex is still very uncharted territory in filmmaking. Sex is usually shown in very conventional ways, conventional framing, conventional narrative, and so I think there's a lot to do. So that's why I made a film about how to make a film about sex.
I think if there's one thing that certainly the internet has done well is actually reveal to us sex and sexuality in a way that maybe even cinema didn't get to, but maybe cinema still needs to catch up. What's your impression?
I think internet hasn't revealed much. It has also revealed very conventional lies about sex, because sex is such a everyday part of our lives, but
not for everyone.
in that case, the lack of sex is everyday part of its life.
Okay,
so still as a theme, it is an everyday part of our life. But I think it hasn't really been truthfully shown much. We have been shown like pathologies and extreme cases and nymphomaniacs and lesbian vampire killers.
Movie, but it sounds like it might be something.
It's a good pitch. Yeah, lesbian vampire killers.
So anyways, but in this movie you also reveal a lot about the filmmaking stage, so it's actually you yourself pitching the film and people not getting it. Can you maybe explain a little bit about that?
I'm pitching and also shooting a film. I was inspired by a lot of classical filmmakers who've done the same approach, like François Truffaut in La Nuit Américaine, where he also plays a filmmaker himself, basically. And so I wanted to try that. And I play myself. I play a confused filmmaker who is constantly bombarded by these negative questions of the expert panel, and which, as I have said before, they kind of represent the negative voices in my head. Those are like questions I asked myself, like, should you make it? What do you mean by that? And so in a way, this is like an ironic commentary about myself, not only about filmmaking.
But also, is it a little venting out your frustration on the ways in which maybe some films just aren't made or understood or financed?
Well, it frustrates me that there is all this very heavy system about in filmmaking, that you need to go through many years of panels where do you defend your ideas. So it takes, I don't know, 5 years for you to make a film, and it takes away the art. It can take away the purpose of why are you doing this, the spontaneity and creativity. And in that sense, my film is a statement that I don't find it entirely right.
Right, very good. So you mentioned Truffaut as an influence, which is great because I love Truffaut. But also the style we've kind of talked about a little bit, but would you like to elaborate on that? And does this film kind of represent a style of filmmaking that you're really interested in pursuing in future works as well?
That's an interesting question. I hadn't thought about it, but I think it could be a representation also of my future works, because I like the spontaneity on the set, and I like this skeleton crew approach, which was essential in this film, because we needed to have a small crew so that the actors could feel free.
How many people were in your crew?
I think all you can see on the screen as a film crew and a couple of more, like the sound guy. The sound guy was the sound guy in the film. He was an actual sound guy. He just kept recording and also was playing, and we created his role on the spot because he was very responsive. He volunteered.
Yeah, like so. The cinematographer in Day for Night. Yeah, who was also playing the role of the cinematographer in the movie. So you mentioned that you also wanted that spontaneity from the actors. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you worked with the actors to get their performances as well?
They kind of they thought that this is a daring idea, yeah. But they admired my courage, so they just followed my lead. I had no discussions. I didn't have to force to do anything. They were very open, so they just we'll do whatever. And so there's in a lot of cases I just let them do what they do, and we just kept filming it. So it wasn't like asked of them to do so much. And
why did they find it difficult to deal with the sexual side of the movie?
Well, I think they approached it as an everyday task that actors have to do. It wasn't like more difficult because it is sexual. It's difficult because it's a complicated role, at least for the lead actress in Gtrupa. But I think the sex part was just like also the it's their work, they're professionals.
Of course, yeah. And also it looked to me like it was fun, you know.
Yeah.
But final question on the film itself: like, why is it part one? Is there going to be a part two? What's with the title?
My initial idea was to make 7 sex scenes in the film, but for my graduation film, where there's pressing terms, we couldn't go through with it. We only have 3.
That's right.
3 sex scenes in the film. So not to be utterly misleading, I added part 1, and I'm working on part 2.
Are you going to put them together and make a feature film out of it?
I'm planning to make a feature film. That would be kind of a rework and expansion of this idea. So the part 1 would be just kind of this prologue, pre-film that you can maybe, if you like the second part, you can dig up and see where it comes from. But they would be like standalone.
Very good. Very interesting. Just a final question, because we are kind of running out of time. What's your experience of feature films being like so far?
I'm very honored to be in Karlo Vivari, but Future Frames program is really a great blessing. We're treated so well. We have so many industry events and a master class, and it's like really one of the best experiences of my life.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, it is a great festival, I have to say. So, well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll get to see part 2 sometime in the near future.
Thank you so much.
Or other films, of course. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.